Hey, Joe.
There you are.
Yeah.
What happened?
I went after the gremlins in my iPhone, and I knocked them around a little bit.
I see.
Yeah. No, I removed the app, and then I...
reinstalled it.
Yeah. And here I am. So, yeah.
Oh, wow. Well, you know, gotta get it out of the way on the front end, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, it is. It is. I hate to get 2 minutes into this heated discussion and then have it end, you know, prematurely.
And I have Mr. Goodale's going to get a piece of my mind. So, yeah.
Well, the CDC is going to get a piece of mind. So okay. Let's go.
You got it. Andy's Local Flavor is brought to you by our good friends at Ray Skillman, Josh Cohns. Make sure you give him a call if you're in the market for a car. His cell phone is 317-665-6559. Josh Cohns. Give him a call down there at Ray Skillman, 317-665-6559. I was there this morning for brunch. It's Indy's Historic Steer Inn, 5130 East 10th Street, Indianapolis. 317-356-0996. I had the omelet with the hash browns and biscuits and gravy and bacon. It was outstanding. That's Indy's Historic Steer Inn. 5130 East 10th Street on the west side of Irvington, 317-356-0996. If you're in need of a haircut, make sure you check out my friends at Craig's Hair Care on the east side. You want to call ahead and make an appointment. It is cash only. However, their number is 317-8-7-3649. They're at 51 South Franklin Road here in Indy. 317-897-3649. And they're better, in my opinion, than the big corporate places because they get your neck right. So that's Craig's Hair Care. If you're looking for a date night and if you love bison burgers like I do, check out Charleston's Restaurant on the north side, 6815 East 82nd Street, Indianapolis. 317-841-0442, or you can check out their menu at charlestons.com. We're getting back a little bit into the sports season. I know people, since they've had their second shot, concerts are slowly coming back. Sporting events are starting to open up. So if you want some cool sports gear, go to the shop, indy.com. They have two locations, one in Broad Ripple, one at Clay Terrace. They have tons of cool stuff. It's theshopindy.com. They also have all your music, old school music venues as well. If you're in Broad Ripple, make sure you check out Dad's Kitchen. They're at 6336 Guilford Avenue, Indianapolis. Their phone number is 317-986-6209. You can check out their menu. dadskitchenindy.com. They have Spanish, American, and Peruvian dishes. Very nice restaurant to check out. Also on the east side, if you're looking for authentic Mexican food, it's El Jarepo. They're at 30th East Washington Point Drive, 317-898-3921. They have all the authentic dishes that you would like, and they have a combination platter. Let me find it here. They have the combination platters for less than $10. You cannot go wrong for authentic Mexican at this place. It's El Jarepo at 317-898-3921. And I was here last evening. It's a Giacomo's Pizza. The one on the north side is at Fort Bend at 317-986-4545. On the south side in Greenwood is 317-883-8993, and then the one I go to is on the east side in Irvington, 317-356-6612. Got the Cheese Louise and the chicken barbecue, which was great, but I don't get this often. They have the best carrot cake in town with caramel sauce and whipped cream on top. Can't beat it. So Sad news to bring to you from the world of music and entertainment. Tonya Katane passes away this week at the age of 59. I don't think they have a cause of death yet.
She is a young man growing up in the 80s. She was a favorite of mine. Yes.
She was very popular. Yes.
She's a very popular lady.
Mm-hmm. And she could have sold cars. She won the car dealership. Yes.
Jaguars, as I remember.
In sporting news, Victor Oladipo of the Miami Heat is out for the year. He played only 4 games. I believe he tore up his right knee. So I'm sorry to hear that. And the Pacers are sneaking into the playoff. They're sneaking into the play-in game for the playoffs. So that's good news. After Craig Foster, the assistant coach, still almost got in a fight with his own player. So, you know. And
it's a well-oiled machine over there.
Or lack thereof.
Yeah. Wheels are coming off.
And Russell Westbrook surpasses Oscar Robertson with 182 games with a consistent triple-double for his career. So, yeah, I was very surprised when I heard that. I guess the football news is the big news this week is Tim Tebow is coming back to play with the Jaguars with Urban Meyer at tight end. What do you think about that, Rob?
I saw it when it came out. I was quiet because at the time I saw it, I thought still tentative, but it's evidently happening, and it's enough so that the next thing I saw was, well, what about Colin Kaepernick? And then
I saw that too. I saw that too.
Yeah, and then the thing I saw today was the former Jags player Jimmy Smith said, the Jags need Tim Tebow, not Colin Kaepernick. And I would tend to agree with that, my personal opinion. So,
yes.
Yeah. I think it's a nice experiment. We'll see what happens. They did great things at Florida, and we'll see if they can do it in Jacksonville.
Yeah. Yeah. I think it's kind of ironic that Colin Kaepernick can't get touched, but yeah, I wish Tebow the best.
Yeah. A lot of the, I'll call them trick plays that Tim Tebow used to do, a lot of teams are doing now anyhow, you know?
Right. So, exactly.
Maybe it's his time a few years after the fact. So we'll see.
Well, I want him to do well, but I don't want him to do that well because he's with the Jags, but you know.
Oh yeah. 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 I was looking at that myself, and I've got a few thoughts on how it's going to look for the Colts and really that AFC South this year. So, but I'll be interested in seeing if it's a one hit wonder and, you know, that they bring him in for some advice and then kind of he goes away before the season starts, but we'll see.
Right. It's a big NFL news this week. The NFL released their 2021 schedule. I'm not happy at all. The season starts on September 9th, a nice game, Cowboys at the Bucks at 8 o'clock, on September 9th. And the other big news, they announced the Thanksgiving games, which I like, the Bears at the Lions is the early game, 12:30, Raiders at Cowboys at 4:30, and then the Bills and Saints, at 8:20. So those games sound reasonable.
I was gonna ask about that when I saw the Raiders were playing on Thanksgiving, because the other thing I noticed about that is they're each game is actually on a channel that everybody gets. There's nothing on NFL Network that Thanksgiving Day as there has been in the past. So
I did not know that.
Yeah.
I did not know that. Yeah. That's excellent news.
Yeah.
You ready to go over the schedule for the Colts?
Yeah, I'm good to go. I've got a few side notes, and yeah, let's talk about it.
I also gave my prediction for the season. So I've got a week 1 Seahawks at the Colts, September 12th. I have that as a loss.
I'm on the fence. I'm on the fence based on what happens the next week. One of those two games, I think the Colts will win.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. The Seahawks, and I looked at this as well. The Seahawks are one of about half the teams that don't have either a new quarterback or a rookie quarterback that the Colts play this year.
Right.
So the tape on Russell Wilson should be, you know, yeah, they should have something for him.
Oh,
I,
yeah,
I would hope, but we'll see.
Yeah. Week two is, oh, man.
Rams.
Right, right, right. Who's the quarterback that got traded? Matt what?
Yep. Yep, I wanted to say it's Matt Stafford. I was getting ready to say Matt Hasselbeck, but that's not it.
Yeah, Matt Stafford and the Rams come to the Colts.
Because Goff is going to Detroit, and those two teams play each other this year. So
yes,
that'll be neat. That will be neat, I think. So
That game was on September 19th, and that I have the Colts winning that.
The thing I've noticed about these first two games for the Colts, they're both at home, so that's why I say they have to win one, because even by week two, the division race between presumably the Colts and the Titans will have a litmus test, because in week two the Titans have to go to Seattle to play.
I see.
Yeah, yeah. So within the first 2 weeks, the Colts and Titans will have played the Seahawks either at home or away.
That'll be interesting how that turns out.
Yeah.
Week three, the Colts are at the Titans. This can go either way, but I think the Colts will do well this season, but I think they split with the Titans, and I think this is the game they lose at their place. But they can win this game, and they may win this game, but I think they split with the Titans. One, they lose at their place, and they win at our place.
Yeah, I'm kind of along that same line as well. This first five game stretch for the Colts, I literally wrote down ouch.
Right.
Because as we're getting ready to talk, four of the five first games for the Colts, we're in the 2020 playoffs, the teams.
Yes.
Yeah. So.
Yes. Week four, Colts at the Dolphins. Dolphins are a good team. Colts win this game.
I believe so, yes.
Week six, Colts at Ravens. So much as I want to have the Colts win this game, I think the Colts lose this game.
So you've got them, what, 2-3 after 5 weeks? I am hopeful for 3-2, but I do think 2-3 is very probable. As far as the weighting of the schedule and everything else like that, these first five games are, I think, the hardest, toughest stretch. The Colts will be relatively fresh in that first month and a half, so that's good. I did a comparison against the Cowboys, though.
Yeah.
The Cowboys, after that Bucks game,
right?
The next nine are against non-playoff teams from last year, and they're going to have Dak Prescott back. So expect Cowboy mania to be coming back when they're 9-1. So
yeah, right. let's see here. Week six, Texans at Colts. Colts win that.
I believe so. Yes.
The next week. Week seven, you don't know what you're going to get with this team, but Colts it's at the Niners.
Yep.
You don't know what you're going to get. They're always, the Niners in their division, the NFC West, always, it's a fisticuffs within the division with every team in the division.
Right.
But I think the Colts win this game.
I put a note out to the side. You said it for me. It was almost the Forrest Gump. Life is like a box of chocolates. You're not going to know what you're going to get with these next four games. So I noted that three of the four games have basically the three new quarterbacks to the league. So,
right.
Yeah.
The following week, Halloween, It's the Titans at the Colts. The Colts at home. Colts are tough to beat at home. I think they get the win over the Titans here, but it's going to be a field goal game.
Right, right. It's going to be on Halloween. It's going to be scary. It's going to be real scary.
Isn't that like a Saturday Night Live business?
Yeah, I think so.
I think that was President Bush. Real scary. Real scary.
That is from a long time ago. That is, yeah. No. And somebody talked about it. It was a different matchup or whatever, but they were like, can you imagine after the year and a half we will have had by that time that nobody wears a freaking mask in that place.
I know. Exactly. But I've been out there. I was on StubHub yesterday and they did the nice disclaimer.
Well, then you talked to CDC as of about 2 hours ago.
Go ahead.
CDC put their foot down finally.
What'd they say?
They said, "Oh, you don't need masks inside or outside in most cases if you're fully vaccinated."
Is that in Indianapolis?
That's supposed to be everywhere. I mean, CDC is God, right? I mean, no, that is literally what the recommendation was. No, for some people, CDC is God. You know, Lord
yeah,
Fauci.
Right. Okay.
All right, but no, that is late breaking news in the past 2 hours. Yes. And
even in the stores.
Yeah, yeah. In most instances. And they went ahead and kept the caveat about hospitals, about schools, about, you know, large gatherings indoors and all this. But and my thought was over the last couple hours, I was like, why do it now? You know, I think in the last podcast.
Oh, I know why they're doing it now.
It's because they've got inflation. They've got a war in the Middle East. And they've got a gas shortage because we got hacked. They, you know, the crises are happening now. So it's like, oh, here's some good news.
Well, that Memorial Day is coming up. And
well,
people travel.
Yeah. So, but no, that was the thing, and you hit on it with the December 31st game on Halloween and no masks. It's you know, by this time it better be wall to wall people, none of this other horse blank, you know, in any city or metropolitan area from New York to Los Angeles, right. And you know, it's time. So if you're fully vaccinated, yes, that is the guidance that the CDC gave. Is if you're fully vaccinated, you probably don't need a mask now.
Yay.
Yeah. So.
Okay.
All right.
So the next week is the Jets at the Colts. Colts at home against the Jets.
That's a Thursday night game. And that one locally it'll show in Indianapolis, I would assume. But it's probably an NFL game, NFL.com station game or whatever. So
this is a huge trap game, but the Colts get the win here.
I believe so. There'll be enough film on Newsack City by that time. I think they'll have it down.
The Colts have a bye week in week 10. They have the Jags against the Colts. First time seeing the rookie quarterback from Clemson.
That'll be fun.
This will be a win for the Colts. So it should be a game, but you know, who knows with the Jags. The next week they travel to Buffalo. That's a loss.
I have that one listed as well, but and you know, it's a big bud. But basically with that Bills game, if the Colts could pull off one of two in those two games, the Bills in the next week.
Yes.
I see that as being a playoff push. If they've really kind of, you know, well, I'll just say pulled a Jags game pretty much the previous 2 months and don't have a winning record by that point. So, but yes, Bills I have as a loss just because Bills in November, you don't know what you're going to get
right.
Weather-wise and the whole thing. So, yeah.
Right. I can't stand this quarterback, but they got a better coach on top of that.
Right.
The Bucks at the Colts, Super Bowl champions, November 28th. I have the Colts losing that game.
I am hopeful that they can pull it out if they don't pull out the week before. And the thing was, this is where I texted you, Joe, that the Colts do have a really competitive schedule compared to the other teams in the AFC South.
Yes.
The Titans drew the Saints. So they've got the Saints. If I remember right, basically the Panthers and the Falcons play either the Jags and the Texans. So, you know, it was kind of like, why do we get the Super Bowl champions?
Right.
We don't want them.
No, you don't. And the next week, Colts at the Texans. The Colts should win that, but you never know with the Texans at home. It's anybody's guess.
Well, the other thing is, and I've got question marks, and I missed this by both Texans games, we don't know technically who the quarterback's going to be.
Yeah, no doubt. So, yeah, that's the big X factor. December 19th, the Patriots come to play the Colts. That's, any given Sunday, you never know what's going to happen, but I think the Colts should win that game.
I do too. They have presumably a new quarterback. I don't know if he'll be the starter. And the time for that, I think this is a candidate for flex.
The
schedule said TBD on where it's going to air and what time and all that. So
yes.
That's an interesting one, especially with the next game, which is a primetime game on Christmas night.
Right, which the Colts are going to be the underdogs here. However, I think they have just enough to beat the Cardinals. This is going to be an upset, though.
I hope you're right. The Cardinals have upgraded. I think Kyler Murray is going to be even better.
Yes.
He was good last year for most of the season.
Yes. But
they've got a Purdue Boilermaker now. They got Rondale Moore as a receiver, plus DeAndre Hopkins, plus J.J. Watt.
Mm-hmm. Now, this is my problem with Goodell right here.
I thought this is where it's going to come.
Okay. So last season, I was considering going to Vegas, but there were no fans in the stands, and the game was in December. It was during the Christmas season, which I'm like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
Okay, so they've added an 18th week this year and to the season and removed one of preseason weeks.
Yes.
So, Mr. Goodell, you're playing a football game in Indiana in January, a home game, which you don't know what the weather's going to be like. And people don't like to come to games when it's raining, let alone when it's snowing. So thank you so very little, Mr. Goodell. I'm not going.
You got to go that one.
I'm not going. Yeah, I asked my brother-in-law. He wasn't interested. I asked my son. He wasn't interested. I'm not going. And, I can get in the lower level.
Yeah, yeah.
But no.
You got to stand for something, Joe, or you'll fall for anything.
Well, a buddy who's a Chicago's fan, he said, it's an indoor stadium, right? I'm like, yeah. So he said, why don't you just take an Uber?
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay, well, maybe so. So we'll see.
And back when this happened, this would have been 2014, the huge come from behind of the Colts over Kansas City Chiefs. I was there in the end zone. The upper level end zone when that happened, and then the blizzard came, and
that's a playoff game.
It was awesome.
Right, it's a playoff game. This game may mean nothing to either team.
That's true. That is very true. That is very true.
So normally the Raiders and the Colts play in the fall, but
I was at one of those, and I think that was the last Colts game I was at, and I was basically in the same seats for that one, and it was a September game. I think it was maybe even the home opener.
2019. It wasn't the home opener, but it was like three or four games.
Yeah. And,
yeah.
So Well, that's unfortunate that the one AFC West team that the Colts are playing are your team, and
yeah,
they did it that way. I am glad. I mean, for the Colts, that their first two and their last two games are at home, though.
I have the Raiders squeaking this out, but you know, I'm sure you'll disagree with that, and that's fine because the Raiders fans don't have the Raiders going into the playoffs again, which I understand that argument, but I don't have it that way. But
they travel well. It could happen because I remember when I was at that Raider, it was the Colts Raiders game, that there were a lot of Raiders jerseys there.
Oh yeah, without a doubt. And they were all at Subway before the game with me. It was nuts. Subway on South Street. It was bananas.
Party at the Subway, be there.
Yeah, exactly. Who needs a tailgate? Yeah. Yeah. The last game of the season, which has now been pushed back to the middle of January, is the Colts at the Jags, and I believe the Colts win that game.
God willing, yes.
So I have the Colts going 11-5 and winning the division.
Okay. All right. So that's your overall. Mine was 10-6. So we're pretty close on that. So I don't know about winning the division. Like I said, the first two or three games will give a great indication of how much the Colts have to catch up or at least keep going to make that happen, I think.
The Raiders' schedule is interesting. They start off with the Ravens, which is a loss, and then they have the Steelers, which is a loss. I was considering, since I'm not going to the – well, I'm undecided on the Raiders game here. I was considering going to the Bears at the Raiders in Vegas on October 10th, which is a fall game. Take a guess how much the tickets to get in the door are, Rob.
At Vegas?
At Vegas.
Upper level, lower level, just
nosebleed. In the door.
In the door. For Vegas, I'm going to say $200.
Higher.
No way.
Yes.
Oh, my Lord. Oh, man. Well, they got to make up for the last year of lost revenue, man. That's what the nickname for Las Vegas is, right? Lost wages.
Yeah. You want to hear the price?
Yeah, go ahead. Yeah. No, God, maybe I don't. I am sitting down. Go ahead.
StubHub has it at $650.
Ouch.
Yeah, I'm like no.
Ouch.
Like no.
I'll sneak in a box of crackers for dinner.
Oh, you won't be saying anything. Your mouth will be. Yeah, isn't that what the Saints coach gave the Greg Williams peanut butter and crackers? Shut up, pal. Yeah. Yes.
You have to go out in the hallway and get a drink from the fountain every 5 minutes.
Right. So the Raiders have the NFC East and the AFC South. So, right, and the AFC South. So, is that right?
I don't know that the Raiders have all of the AFC South.
They got the Raiders, Steelers, the Bengals, and the Browns.
AFC North.
Yes. Yes, you're right. Yep. Right. Yeah, my bad. AFC North, and then they've got the NFC East.
The only thing that would make it worse for the AFC South this year, in my opinion, was if the Colts were matched up against the NFC West and the AFC North in the same year based on last year. You know, that helped a little bit. AFC East is in flux. I mean, what? Every single team has a new quarterback, basically, in the AFC East. So, yeah, I there's opportunity there. But, of course, the Colts get stuck with the Bucs.
Right. I also have the Raiders at 11-5, but I think that's a little. But the thing with the Raiders is when they get in midseason, they always hit this depression every time. So right in the midseason, their running game stops, or their defense stops, or whatever. So, but yeah, they're going to get punched in the mouth the first two games, but they're going to have a nice little streak, I think. And they can get, they've got the Dolphins. The Dolphins can beat, you know, anybody on any given Sunday. Who knows what the Eagles are going to be like?
I think my prediction for the NFC East is it'll come down to Washington and Dallas, just based off of schedule.
Right.
I don't see great things for the Eagles or the Giants. I know Saquon Barkley will be back, you know, and they're doing some things. They'll be better than last year, but for the whole NFC East, that's not saying much.
Right. Right. So, have you analyzed much of the rest of the schedule? Because what did the Titans' schedule look like, if you have that?
Yep, I got it right here. That's the only other team I looked at because, you know, it really, step one is win your division. So, I have the Titans. They actually have the Cardinals week one at home.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. The next week they are at Seattle. I mentioned that. And then they have Colts at home, so that's the first 3 weeks. So they don't necessarily have it easy the first 3 weeks, but unlike the Colts, the next 2 weeks, it's at the Jets and then at the Jags.
Okay,
they could easily be 4-1 after the first 5 games.
Do the Titans have a shot at winning the division?
I believe so. But here's the great thing about it. This is where the league, I think, did get scheduling right. And I saw a piece today on Good Morning Football. They literally start these schedules and planning them out the day after the Super Bowl's over for the next season. So,
I did have a comment on that.
Yeah, go ahead.
So, because the schedule is changed to 18 weeks, the playoffs start January 22nd. Which means they're moving the Super Bowl back. It used to always be the first weekend of February. It's now the second weekend of February, which is, gentlemen, listen up.
Oh, no, here we go.
It's February 13th, pal. So you better have your gifts for your significant other on the 12th. Because that following Monday when you're hungover, you won't remember to get the gift for your significant other. So the geniuses at the NFL put the Super Bowl on February 13th, the day before Valentine's Day. The most manufactured holiday in all of America. Thank you very much.
Well, and if I'm not mistaken, I believe it's around February 14th every year that Daytona runs. So how are they going to do that?
Geniuses.
We got multiple car wrecks on this one. Are you there?
Yeah, it was the school. So sorry about that.
No, it's all good. And I don't have the actual weeks and dates written down for the Titans. I just have the general order for it.
Yeah.
This does, for some reason, the second Texans game was not listed on the Titans schedule that I could find. So that may be out of order in some of these, but I can tell you that it appears after the Jaguars are played at Jacksonville by the Titans, the Titans will have the Bills at home, followed by the Chiefs at home. So there's,
oh wow,
there's, you know, so whatever the Colts are looking at in the first 5 weeks, Titans are pretty much looking, you know, the same competition the first 7 weeks.
There's something we didn't talk about. We didn't talk about the acquisition of Eric Fisher. What's your viewpoint on that?
I actually had put a thought, just a brief thought into that. I am so glad that Ballard did what he did. With getting a bunch of defense, given what the Colts' schedule is going to be, I think that's going to be really good because if Eric Fisher's had surgery and, you know, has been released by the Chiefs, protecting Patrick Mahomes with all that mobility,
right?
the guy's still good, in my opinion.
Oh, without a doubt, he's, you know.
And I think he's going to really fit in well with Quentin Nelson right next to him. And I don't think Wentz is as mobile and won't have to be as cognizant of that. So, yeah, I kudos on that. They got a deal, in my opinion, and they saved a draft pick. Plus, they added a draft pick that got another defensive player. So I given everything since the draft, yeah, I like it.
See, you know, I think, in my opinion, that this class is going to be Frank Reich 2.0. They're going to run first, pass, second.
Yep. And then if they don't have it by third, they'll do it on fourth and lose the championship.
Thanks, genius. Hey. Gutsy but dumb.
Yeah.
See, yeah.
I remember.
Yeah. Oh well.
But as far as the second half of the year, roughly for the Titans, they would have their second game at the Colts. Then they have to fly out to Los Angeles to face the Rams. They don't have the Rams at home the way we do. Then they get the Saints at their place, and Lord knows what that's going to be.
Right.
So there is a Texans game around there about end of November-ish, it looks like, but it's at Nashville. Then at the Patriots, they have to go to New England in the winter.
Okay.
And then they wrap up their schedule all at home. Jags go to Tennessee, 49ers go to Tennessee, and then the Dolphins end their season there. So,
okay. What do you think of the extra week?
I like, I'm going to talk out both sides of my mouth here. I like it, and I like the way they do it, because at least this year what they did was they took one team from the what they call the mirror division. In other words, for the AFC South, it's the NFC South, and you pick one team, and that's technically your 17th game. That would not have happened if we did not have 17 games this season. I like getting rid of the four-game preseason. It's really interesting, because with the preseason games, this will be the first year in a long time where the last preseason game, the really worthless one, unless you're trying to make a roster, that one will not involve Cincinnati. There is no Cincinnati preseason game this year. So I kind of like that, because I've been to a Cincinnati preseason game, the fourth preseason game, and it's a lot like watching paint dry. So
yeah, it's not very exciting. I understand that.
Yeah, so I think all in all, it's really good. And with the 17 playoff format now, not six out of each conference, that'll add more competition. There's parity there, unless of course you're the Cowboys and basically over half your season is pretty much a W. So
showing up to the stadium.
Yeah, you show up, you have a pulse. There's a W.
You didn't sit in the stand and watch it, right?
Right.
Yeah, yeah. let's see. I didn't hear anything about the Pro Bowl. I don't like the Pro Bowl, so it's not a deal breaker for me. They did say that the games this year are full stadium, which is good.
I agree with that, especially after what they announced earlier today with, you know, hopefully what everybody in the country can agree is science. I mean, real science. And we can do it. I know I am now 10 days into having full vaccination. And so I'm feeling pretty good.
Yeah. I had a fever after mine and
did a
sore arm, but outside that was fine.
Yeah, I had the sore arm. Actually, not as bad with the second one as I did the first. I did have, it was weird, kind of a phantom itch in the arm that I got the shot.
Yeah.
But that lasted not even a couple of hours. So there was more fatigue with the second one, but it's not bad at all. It's just, you know, it's forgotten about. I was able to go and spend some time this last weekend, Mother's Day, with mom and dad, and it was good not having to sit there for hours with a mask on. And
oh yeah,
so yeah, happy days are coming back. So
yay! Was it the Pfizer shot?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I just got the email that 12-year-olds can get the shot now.
And I think that that's really good, because a lot of what I think drove a lot of this was, yes, it's difficult to have kids in school going and yes, possibly getting it not really affecting them and then bringing it home. And right. that was a big issue. And yeah, opening it up to kids, it's time. It's, you know, and get them vaccinated, and then that elusive herd immunity we've heard about will finally happen. I believe the numbers I've heard, roughly half the adults in the country are vaccinated now. And you know, I don't know when that magical number happens as far as herd immunity, but it's a lot closer now than it was, let's say, 3 months ago.
Yes. And what's, you know, and the restaurants are starting to open up, so, which is good.
Yes. Yeah. And if they can get folks to come in and work, that'd be even better to open up the hours of availability and all that. I was really, really impressed. It's a shout out to a chain restaurant in Plainfield, because I made the mistake of ordering in advance the night before a meal for Mother's Day that I was going to, you know, pick up and take to my parents.
Right.
And I'd ordered it. I went in at exactly the time, and the lady behind the counter, a lot of the folks that were working there were obviously retirees.
Yeah.
And it was just chaos. I mean, it was like, you know, raining cats and dogs, you know, people are just running all over the place, and you know, it's Mother's Day at a restaurant. So, but, I said, you know, yeah, here's what I ordered for 3:30. They couldn't find the order. And I look at her, I go, you know, do we have a time on when it might be? 'Cause other people around me were saying anywhere from, you know, 30 minutes to an hour. So I went out, called my mom, talked to her for a second. I was like, what do you want me to do here? I went back in, and within that 5 to 10 minutes, they had the order. And they're like, have a blessed day. I was like, well, good. So ordering ahead helps.
Yes.
And please tip wherever you're going, tip your servers and the folks that are doing it, because if there are restaurants open, I have a feeling they're short staffed in some cases, maybe a lot of cases, and they're busting their butts right now.
Oh yeah, I went to lunch and it was wall to wall. Well, with it, you know, they had the markers for where you could sit and everything, but it was packed.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
So that's, unless you have any final words,
Ryan? No. I that was actually kind of a kinder, gentler take on Mr. Goodell than I had expected. But
well, I can't drop all the 7 dirty words that Carlin so fastly put together.
He really did kind of invent the list, didn't he?
Yeah, he sure did. I studied about it at Ball State.
Yeah, I won't use those words either, because, you know, today was a good day. Got the news that everybody and their brother wanted to hear, that, you know, the long national nightmare is over. We can burn our masks and be kind of like the 60s burning bras, and, you know, it'll just be awesome.
And, you know, I don't normally talk about politics, but, you know, I did, you know, it's sometimes it's better to be silent than loud. And yeah. I saw a picture on but since it's my show, I'm going to bring this up and say what I want to say. And a friend of mine posted on social media a bat signal of our former president. And I said, wow, that's an insult to Gotham City is one I posted. But I did not.
I'm glad you mentioned that. I'm really glad you mentioned that. Because if the CDC had not said what it was going to say today, sooner, I mean, after today, I was strongly contemplating getting a customized Bane mask and just wearing it even after they've declared we don't have to wear masks, and I would just walk around and you know, talk in the voice talk about it.
but that was the clown that shot up the Colorado movie theater, so you don't want none of that.
And the thing was, with that, I had just proposed to my then fiance.
Oh my. Oh wow.
And I had literally planned that we were going to go see that movie because a lot of her family are love the Batman movie and all that.
Sure.
So I was in the theater, if not that same day, the day after that happened. And
yeah,
my fiance was uneasy, you know?
Yeah, and, of course.
And, but yeah, that was the thing. But yeah, no, I was just going to say, screw it, I'm going to wear a mask the rest of my life.
Well, a gas mask would be funnier.
Yeah, exactly. But, you know, with the Bane mask, I could talk about the pit that we all got thrown into in 2020 and how I climbed my way back out.
After I broke Batman's back.
Yeah, exactly. Sorry if you haven't seen the movie, but now it's been time. You should have seen it.
Yeah, you should have seen it by now. It's outstanding. And Anne Hathaway's not too shabby either.
Yeah, she pulls off a cat suit like nothing.
Yeah, quite.
Nothing else. Yeah, I like her a lot.
Yeah, she's a good actress. So
no, she did pull that role off.
It was well done. It was good casting.
Yeah.
Seriously. So, all right. Well, this episode's been brought to you by the letter F as in football, Joshua 1, Psalm 91, and 1 Peter 5:7. For Rob, as always, I'm Joe Carney for Indy's Local Flavor, and we'll see you soon.